You're listening to KSTP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA in the lovely town of King Cove, and we are here for the third-place matchup between the Rookies and the Wolverines from the Nilchik. Yep, the Rookies of King Cove, and this is going to be a tight, tight game. The Lady Eagles lost by 1 point in the Nilchik for the berth into this game. It was real tight. We're going to have some announcements before this one. So I'll let them announce here. Announcing of the starting five, and like I was saying before we got in here, the Nilchik knocked out Sandpoint in a breathtaking game. It was real close. They lost by only 8 points after losing by 3 points last time they played them at the Nilchik Invitational. So the Nilchik Wolverines no doubt spent after running that tight game against the Lady Eagles, and here they'll go squaring off against the formidable Rookies of King Cove, and the tip is up. And it's won by Jordan Finney and goes into Sinclair's hands. So here we go. We're underway in this third-place contest between the Rookies and the Wolverines. And I see the Rookies moving into a zone defense, playing a 2-3. They're spread out very well, playing a real wide 2-3, shifting well on their defensive slides. And here there comes the ball with the Wolverines moving around the perimeter. They're getting a feel for the defense right now. The Rookies are looking very tight, very ready to play here. And so, in the beginning games, oftentimes teams will get hit. Oh, and there's a deflection. Kaylee Calvert slaps the ball into the hands of Kiana Utek. Jordan Finney turned into the paint down on the bottom end of the post, and that was no joy there for that one. All right, ball now in the hands of the Rookies, and they're looking to score some points. They're moving the ball real well, real fast. And taking it over to the other side, shot up by Chanel for three. It's got a good line. Oh, nothing but net on that one. And Rookies score first blood, 3-0. 7 on the clock here in the first quarter.
It's been a real great tournament here.
This is the 6th annual Crawley Classic, and just a beautiful day in Talkeetna, Alaska. The snow is still on the ground. It was single digits this morning, and I think it's warmed up a little bit since then, but still pretty cold. All right, ball is moving around here on the perimeter. And the Nilchik playing a little bit of a slower offense. They definitely don't have a lot of energy after the game they played this morning. Here they go, moving it down. Melissa Ellers gets the ball down the post, and about 10 feet out, she'll put up a jumper over the rim and into the hands of the Rookies. So Peyton will take the ball up, and the girls from the Nilchik will set up in man-to-man. And here's, Peyton taking it over into the lane. She's going to try to pass it down to the bottom post, but a deflection by Sinclair will send the ball out on the baseline. Peyton gets the ball. She drives into the paint. Oh, nice floating shot from 10 feet out. No good. Oh, but Chanel sees an opportunity to get the ball out of Melissa Eller's hand. Can't do it. and here's the milkshake. Oh, another deflection this time. Oh, yeah, Kaylee Calvert again, another deflection. There's some contact on that third one there, but no call, and the ball only doesn't even get close to the rim. Rebound goes to the Wolverines, and there's one more shot by Captain Melissa Clark, number 34, very tall player. And the height advantage has to go to the Celtics Wolverines. They've got three players who stand very tall, right around Kaylee Calvert's height. Kaylee probably still the tallest on the court. All right, moving the ball down to the post. Here's Chantel Mack. Oh, no, Kiana. Kiana can't keep a handle on it. Oh, but Sinclair dribbles the ball. It goes off of her foot. And Melissa Clark picks it up, but she can't hold on to it. Payne Kazak and bounces in. Chanel Newman was cutting in, but there were three defenders between her and the ball. So the ball goes off the feet of one of the Milicic Wolverines and out of bounds on the baseline. King Cove will throw it in underneath their own basket. Stadium's about half full, and we're going to see that change here as we get closer and closer to the championship game featuring the Sandpoint Eagles and the Lynx from Nenana. A couple of shots up by the rookies, no go. But they'll get the rebound again, and Chanel Newman will take it outside. Trying to drive into paint. And a foul called there on the Nilchik. Number 34, I believe, is going to pick up that one. She's definitely the star player, Melissa Clark, for the Wolverines. All right, ball goes in the hands of the rookies. They threw it in from the baseline, and they call the play into action. Looking for a chance here. They'll rotate around, take it to the right-hand side. And here's Kaylee driving the basket, putting up a shot and getting fouled on the way. Still gets two from the line. And as I look around here, I'm seeing lots of familiar faces. Shout out to Sean Wheeler and Jamin Newman, who drove all the way up from Anchorage for this game. And a shout out to Wolf Jackson. Again, today's his birthday. And happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners in Sandpoint. So glad to be here. We appreciate everything that you guys do here for KSCP. Really the heart and soul of the station. First one up by Kaylee's good. Makes that a double. 5-0 now. This is a score with 4:30 in the game. I'm joined by Michael Stroud, my fellow companion here. How are you doing today, Michael? Good. Nice deflection there. And in the hands of the rookies, Janelle's breaking fast. Nice shot. Oh, it goes all the way around the rim. She was on the bottom post. Pulls for the jump stop. Peyton's wide open for three. No one even close around her. Shot no good. And Coach Rob Van Saan's going to call a timeout there and talk to his girls. His ladies have just ran out of steam, though. King Cove coming with fresh legs. They haven't played since yesterday when they had a really close matchup and just barely lost. I believe they lost to Nenana, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they lost to the girls at Nenana. It was a good matchup. So with 4:07 on the clock, the score remains fairly low, 5-0. It's been a... No matter who the team's playing for the girls' side, the games have been pretty low. And for the guys, have been pretty low-scoring games, too. Lots of good defense here at the Crawley Classic. Yeah, everyone here has been a very defensive team. And it's been exciting to watch these games. A lot of them have come down to the line. We'll see what happens here. King Cove can walk away with the third-place trophy. All right, they move the ball around. And here's a fast break. Alana Goins is able to get past the full court press. Sandpoint looking for a couple turnovers there on the full court pressure. They move into a 3-2 zone now. They got the two big posts, Kaylee Calvert and Chantel Mack on the bottom. Peyton Kazak and Chanel Newman and Mary Lee are now for the rookies. She'll replace Kiana. A shot's up. Jordan Finney took that one, but it's no good, and the rebound will go to Chanel Newman. And the rookies will take their time moving the ball in. Pass down, barely pulled the dribble. At least Peyton opened on the baseline. They still send it further down to the post and stepping into the paint. Oh, Kaylee Calvert puts up a nice little hook shot. It goes off the back of the iron and picked up. Sorry, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kaylee. 3:23 on the clock, and we are live here at the 6th Annual Crawley Classic, one of the crown jewels, really, of the small school tournaments in beautiful Talkeetna. And everyone's heading back down to Anchorage tonight. Oh, reach foul. They're going to call on Chanel Newman, I believe. Yep. reaching foul against Chanel, trying to force a turnover. Couldn't quite get a clean hand on it. So here we go, throwing in from the bottom line. Oh, Melissa Eller is looking for the first 2 points for Nanilchik. Can't quite get it up. There's a pair of returns. Oh, and the second putback will draw a foul from Kaylee Calver. That's two team fouls now for the rookies. Michael's saying it looks all ball. Possibly. I try to be objective with it. But the refs have the benefit of the doubt. But, yeah, it looks pretty clean. So here we go. Yeah. Maybe it could be. Maybe we can figure out a way to make it our call. No, first attempt is no good. Second attempt here by Melissa Eller is also no good. And here we go. The rookies have it. And they will take the ball up. Peyton will jog it past half court. And more faces are starting to show up here. We're starting to see more people trickle in. Oh, Chopin 3 is going to go just a little short off the front of the rim. But Shankill hustles for the rebound. Good effort there. Peyton gets the ball and just tips it in, drives fast. Sets up Kaylee for a shot. Kaylee Calver gets the ball and tries to, she puts one up, but it goes out, tips out of bounds. Last touch by the Nanilchik Wolverine. So a throw in on the baseline for the rookies. So everyone's going to be driving down tonight and getting ready to fly back into Sandpoint or King Cove. The girls will take off on Monday and the boys will take off on Tuesday. So everyone I know ready to get back home after this long road trip. Chanel Newman drives into the lane, but she has no opportunity there. She quickly pulls back out, hands it to Kaylee Calver, and Kaylee will take a shot, but she was swarmed by defenders. Couldn't get a clean shot off. It goes high. It's scaffolding. Oh, reaching foul there. Blocking call. Mary Lee Yachineff was trying to stop Sinclair, who was moving really fast. Took Sinclair with the ball, and she can get the ball rolling. So, blocking call there as Mary Lee tries to get in front. And substitution. Peyton's sitting down. Mary Lee's going to stay in. Peyton will sit down, and Emily Brandle will come in for her. Kind of taking it easy on Peyton's legs. She played two games yesterday and rolled her ankle in one of them, the morning game that they lost against Nana. There's the first 2 points of the game for Nanilchik. Rookie's looking to score back here. They've got a lot of shooting guards in. But two on the post, Kiana Yusek came in and Shankel Mack. So Kaylee and Peyton both on the bench. Chris Parker doing a good job moving the rotation. Oh, there's a high passer. Pushing there. Pushing foul against the rookies. Shankel put a little body into a tented steal. There we go. The rookies have possession. Or not the rookies. Sorry, the Wolverines have possession. This has been the 25th game that we've broadcasted on the road, so we're thankful for you joining us here. It's been a lot of fun. Shots are put up. Oh, and there's a foul, number 32, Jordan Finney. If she was trying to get the rebound, it's going to be throwing on the baseline now for the rookies. Jordan Finney had a chance to put up a shot, but it didn't go down and would have counted anyways. And here's the Nilsic Wolverine settling into their man-to-man press. Moving the ball around the perimeter. They pass it just high. Oh, Shankel did not have a good position on it. It goes into the hands of Jordan Finney. And here's Sinclair moving real fast. He gets around Mary Lee. Puts up a nice floating shot from about 13 feet out. Coach Barker's going to call a 30-second timeout. And I can tell by the words on his mouth, which says, what happened? Because it was up 5-0 for much of the first quarter. And now coming in, it is 4-5. A pair of baskets catching the Wolverines up real fast. The rookies looking for a chance to get the offense running. They've been working it down towards the bottom post, having a hard time getting past Jordan Finney. When we were in the Nilchik before, Jordan Finney was on fire. She just could not be stopped in the post. She would get it, step in every time, boom, put it up, and she just could not miss. She was really a juggernaut, for lack of a better word, when we played them down in the Nilchik. And here, her defensive skills are really coming in, neutralizing Chantel Mack on the bottom post. We'll see what Coach Barker sent to his ladies to get this game rolling. Here's Chanel. They're going to look like they're going to try to drive in. Pass back out. Shankill. She powers up. Oh, draws a foul. And a chance for two in line. That's at least the second one for Jordan Finney. Yep, the second for Jordan Finney. And Chankel Mack will go to the line for two. Chankel's been pretty good from the line. Oh, just off the back iron. Bounce high and over. Finney's going to sit down, and Melissa's going to come in. Melissa Clark and Coach Van Son's going to do a good job rotating his cast in here. He's got quite a few girls there on the road. Oh, Kaylee with a putback on a missed free throw. No good, but Mary Lee gets another easy rebound. And there's a three-point shot. Looks like he got tipped. No opportunity to save it. Emily's going to sit down after letting Peyton catch her breath. And Peyton's back in the game. Here's that full court pressure on the throw-in. And they're able to break it. Oh, that was a travel right there. But it was movement. She was moving before she started dribble. Oh, and Peyton just steps right in. She's got Chanel on her wing. But here's a lot of going coming real fast. Oh, good work by Peyton, Chanel Newman, keeping her composure. Alana really knows how to put on the afterburners, but she just couldn't close the distance in time. 7-4 now, the rookies in the lead. 30 seconds on the clock in the first quarter. Here's the ball going around, looking for a chance. The Wolverines would like to get it closer. And you can just tell they're tired. You know, they played a real tough game against Sandpoint earlier. They're just moving, passing back and forth. They set the plays in, but here they go, moving to the post. Melissa Ellers, but oh, she's shut down by Peyton. So a drive into the baseline would be no good. Oh, and I think they're going to call a foul there. Pushing on number 11. They're going to call that on Kiana Utek, and that's an interesting call. They're even going to give number 5 Olivia Delgado shooting, but I think Olivia really snatched that ball out of Kiana's hands. All right. First attempt by Delgado, no good. 4 seconds on the clock. 7-4. King Coop still in the lead. All right, here we go. Picking up something off the floor. The referee found something, and there's a little bit of laughter as he cuts a joke around it. All right, shots up, no good. And Peyton gets the ball. 2 seconds. She's moving fast. She puts a nice shot up. Oh, it's a little bit hard up the glass, though. And there we go. The end of the first quarter. The score, 7-4. The rookies in the lead by 3. I'd like to say a word to our sponsors right now and thank them for making these broadcasts possible to Peninsula Airways, Grant Aviation, Eider Air, Lake Clark Air as well. Also, a thank you to the Shewan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, the Aleutians Eastboro, and a big shout-out to GCI and the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, the bed and breakfast there. Thank you so much for your support of these broadcasts. And don't forget that happy-go-lucky guy on the SV Red Hunter. Your boat can also sponsor these basketball games. Do you want to sponsor rookies or T-Jacks or the Eagles or the Lady Eagles? We need your support, and we would love to have you sponsor these games. And it means a lot to everyone in the community when they know that you help bring these broadcasts to the people. And we are live in South Carolina, Alaska. That's the buzzer to let us know that we're coming into the end of the break between the first and second quarter. And as we go into the second, the rookies lead by 3, 7-4, against the Wolverines from the Nilchik. It's been a tight game. The Wolverines closed the distance there. They were able to bring it in to 1 point. Kaylee Calvert back in. She's got a jump shot that's been on point. It goes in and out, though, into the hands of Melissa Eller, and the Wolverines will have a chance to get some points on the board. Finney brings it back in the game. She tries to find it past Chankel Mack, but can't do it. So she'll send it back out. Oh, a missed pass there, but Peyton catches up and gets it. And she'll take a shot from three-point territory and brings it. 10-4 now. Good shot by Peyton. Beautiful. Just went straight down. And the full-court press really not putting too much pressure upon the Wolverines. They're able to get past it pretty quickly. But it's still 10-4. The rookie's in the lead. Screen set up there, but Bain's able to shuffle past it. So, you know, the Wolverines trying to move the ball around. They're looking tired. They just played a tough game at 8 a.m. this morning against Sandpoint, where they just barely scratched out a win by 1. Sandpoint even led for a little bit there in the fourth quarter, and that was just an awesome, awesome game. All right. Blocking call there against Peyton. So throw on the sideline. That's a 16 foul now first foul on Peyton. The Wolverines will be bonus in here with one more foul. And the Wolverines, the rookies have been a little foul heavy. So here's the Wolverines looking for an opportunity for put some points on the board. They'll still do what they've been doing all game, moving it all the way around the perimeter, looking for an open shot. And don't forget, at 5 p.m., we'll have the Eagles in the championship matchup versus the Nana Lynx in what promises to be a very good game. Nice jump shot by Melissa Clark. Puts one in for two. And there we go. The score now, 6-10. The rookie's still in the lead. Look at her. And here's the ball moving around for the rookies. They have a chance to drive in the paint. Peyton runs into a bit of traffic, so she'll swing it back outside. Chantel Mack, sure that's what she can do with dribbling. She works her way down to the bottom post and puts a shot. It'll go high. And Kaylee makes a real good effort at saving the ball. So the rookies just can't hold on to it. That's it. And they will put the ball into the hands of the Wolverines. I think so. Michael Stroud is making the point that teams that the teams play better on the road, and I think he's right. When we're on these road trips, it really brings them to a new level. Oh, Melissa Ellers gets into the action here, and that's 10-8. The Wolverines trying to tie this game up here. They trail only by two. And here we go. Ball in the hands of the rookies, and Kaylee's going to send it back out to the perimeter, where they're looking for an opportunity to bring it in. They're doing a good job swinging it around, working their offense, but the inside is shut down thanks to the height of the Wolverines. Chantel, a foul there on number 32. The third on Jordan Finney, and she is quite a factor here. So she is going to sub out, and Delgado will come back in. Finney sits down. 5:17 on the clock. The rookies lead by 2-8. So the championship game, Mikey, a little nervous about the championship?
Yeah.
Mikey saying definitely. And there's a shot up. 2 points for the rookies. The score now 12-8. And yeah, the championship game, it's easy to get nervous about championships. But we can't wait to see that one. It's a great way to end the road trip with, 3-point shot. The Wolverines is in one. The score now 12-11. Good shot there from the outside perimeter. And here we go. The rookies have the ball. And oftentimes you like to answer a 3-point shot with your own 3-point shot. But Peyton will resist and swing the ball out towards Chantel Mack. He's playing a bit higher outside the perimeter than just down the post. A missed shot by Chantel, but the putback by Kaylee looks like it's going to go all around. Doesn't go in. Rebound goes into the hands of Chantel. And Peyton's going to save it from going over and back, but it goes in the hands of Crystal Sinclair, and Sinclair will move it up. Good poke out there. The centering pass that was going into the post where Alana Goins is waiting for it gets tipped away. Chantel's going to step out, and Mary Lee's going to step in. Here's a throw, and Melissa gets the foot up. Well played. That play was well done where they did a nice little screen open door that made a lane for Melissa to run in there with a foot up. And that's going to be 7 fouls and 2 shots from the line for Melissa Eller. She's had a hard time from the free throw line. In the morning, she didn't really sink many of them either, and that first one's going to go off just by a little. Chance to tie it up here with this free throw. Doesn't do it. And what a great rebound by Mary Lee Yashmanoff. 4:13 on the clock here in the second quarter. Yeah. Hoping to kind of put that you might look a foul. And it's going to go the direction of the Wolverines. The ball got knocked out of the hands. Mary Lee Yashmanoff. And here's the Wolverines with the ball and a chance to take the lead here as we have 4 minutes left in the first half. They call the play into action. Here they go. Goins gets the screen and tries to drive it down. Charging. Counterbasket, never mind. Foul against Kiana Utek.
That's her second. Yeah. And the Milicic Wolverines take the lead. They have a chance to expand it to two, and they do. Alyssa Ehlers gets that shot. And now King Cove surprisingly trails by 2 points after leading for much of the game. 3:42 left on the clock here. The rookie's looking for an opportunity to get some points on the board here. Here's Peyton taking it all the way around the perimeter. She gets a good screen, drives the baseline, swings it back out, and Kaylee Caliver with a shot will go to the line for an opportunity for two. All right, here's the ball in the hands of Kaylee Caliver. She gets ready for the line. An opportunity to close the distance between them and the Wolverines to score 14-12. Oh, off the back iron. She'll get one more attempt, though, and here she goes with the ball. So put it up, and oh, again off the back iron. The rookie's fighting hard for the rebound, but Melissa Clark will get with it. And here we go. And Milicic Wolverines with possession, 3:18 on the clock. They're moving outside the perimeter. They've been slow and steady, and their height advance really gives them the oh, snatched out there by Peyton, by Chanel Newman. Oh, but Sinclair recovers it and brings it down. Oh, and there's going to be another foul on Kaylee Caliver. She tried to swat away the shot from Delgado. It's going to go out, not in the basket, but that's 19 fouls for the rookies. We're seeing a surprisingly large amount of fouls from the rookies, not typical of them.
Yeah.
First shot by Delgado misses. That's the second by Kaylee Caliver, so she's going to go sit down, and Shankel's going to go in. Shankel Mack getting in position. Shots up. That one just trickles over. Now a 3-point lead. Here we go, moving in. The rookies need a basket. They're down by three here, with three on the clock in the first half. This is a third-place game. Mary Lee's shot gets hit by Delgado, but she's able to save it. But it flies in the hands of Melissa Clark, and the Wolverines have it. I see Emily Brandle going to tap in for substitution. 2:40 on the clock now. And here's the ball going down. Delgado swings around the defense. Great move. She fakes inside, spins around, and puts it up. And, man, they were once down by five, and now they lead by five. And the Milicic Wolverines up 17-12 in the third-place game here at the Crawley Classic in Talkeetna, Alaska. And Coach Barker calls a 30-second timeout to talk to his ladies and figure out what happened here. They were up very strongly. They've just been shut down on offense, not able to get the ball down into the lower post where the height advantage of the Milicic Wolverines really has dominated this game. Joined by Edmund Cumberledge. Edmund, you got someone you want to wish a happy Valentine's Day to? Nope? Okay. Happy Valentine's Day, Mom. From Edmund to you. He's got a little mechanical hand over here. Looks a little creepy. That's okay. Ah, oh, but it's just a head well. And so we're going to come out here to the end of the third, of the end of this timeout, and it will be possession for the rookies, and Emily Brandle will be joining. I look down the floor. I see Kiana Utek, Chantel Mack, Payne Kuzak, and Chanel Newman, and Emily Brandle all in. And they're looking to turn things around here. And the Milicic Wolverines have just stayed steady. They didn't get frustrated when they were down. They just kept going with it. And here we go. We'll see as we go into the final few minutes of this first half. The rookies can close the distance and get a little bit here in this game. 2:19 on the clock now. And the rookies take their time, moving the ball outside the perimeter. This is for the third-place trophy. I know the rookies want to take it home. They send it to Kiana. She'll put the hook up, and a fight for the rebound goes to Chanel Newman. All right, and they call for the setup again. They're going to run the play one more time now. And Chanel has no opportunity, so and the ball having a real hard time getting their hands on it, but Peyton Kuzak can keep control. And at an open lane, she drives in, flips past the defense, and, oh, charging there on Chanel. Or Chantel. Good fall there by Melissa Ehlers drawing that foul. That's 10 fouls now. And it's going to be double bonus. Double bonus! And that will be a throw-in. They're not going to give it a shoot. All right, so here we go. 1:41 on the clock.
and they sent it down the post, and man, there's Delgado again, just getting the feed. And this is breathing new life into the ladies from the Nilchik, 19-12, and they're running this game. King Cove looking for an opportunity. Stanley Utek gets it. She takes it back outside, and the height advantage here is just really difficult. There's a reach-in foul, and that will be a 1-1 opportunity. Number 21 to foul Sinclair. I know, they need some points on the board. They really got to shift things around. Kaylee Calver is going to sub in for Chantel Mack. We've got Mary Lee on the bench as well as Chantel. Cameron Samuelson still out with a tweaked knee. Emily Brandel's first shot's going to go up and in. Hit off the back iron, sailed up, and just went straight down. Barely touched the net. Second one now. Much-needed points on the board for the rookies. It counts off the glass. 14 now to 19. The Wolverines still in charge of this game. And here's the Nilchik moving the ball up. They've got 1:10 on the clock. And Melissa Clark had a good look at the basket, but she'll send it back outside to the perimeter. And they'll try to work it down the post. Good defense. And Peyton snatches the ball. Jump ball called their possession for the Nilchik Wolverines. The Wolverines are dressed in their home white. But, man, the King Cove rookies look stunning in these black and yellow. Nice, clean deflection there by Kaylee. The ball goes back, rebounded. Oh, rebounded, but tipped out of bounds on the baseline. I was saying the rookies' new away jerseys look awesome. They just got this great design. Black with the neon yellow and white coming down the side. And they just look awesome. A nice little half shoulder cut. Oh, man, ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the rookie. Yeah, they can draw some fouls, taking it back down low, but they've had a hard time getting into the post. The height differential is just huge. So Goddard's got it for the Wolverines, but she'll send it back outside where a shot will go long by Melissa Clark. 30 seconds, and Emily Brandel has the ball and time. So Peyton Kozak can get the ball, swings way into the baseline, sends it wide open with Chanel Newman. Good play. Oh, but the shot off the glass is just a little bit too shallow. Doesn't go in. And a rebound goes over to the Wolverines, and they've got 14 seconds. Plenty of time to set up a play and look for one more shot here. 7 seconds now in the half. Sending it all the way over to Goins. They've got three. The shot's got to go up. There it is. And it's good. Buzzer beater to put them up to 22 points. The Wolverines really came back strong in this matchup. 22-14 is how they lead the rookies right now. The rookies are far from out of this game, but we're going to see what they can do to bring new life into it here. And we're going to go back to you, Dave. We're going to be back in 10 minutes. Yeah, thank you very much, Virgil. We're live here and underway. And there we go. The rookies doing a good job of burning the defense and letting their offense work. Chanel Newman driving the baseline gets two opportunities. As we go in, oh, it's a low shot. It's not going to go in. But as we go in here to the third quarter of this matchup, it's a third-place title matchup here between the Nilchik Wolverines, who beat Sandpoint this morning, and the rookies from King Cove. Wolverines are in the lead 22-14. They had a very strong second quarter where they took a strong lead. On the floor right now for the rookies, we've got Peyton Kozakin, Kiana Utek, Kaylee Calver. Oh, good steal by Kaylee. A Cameron Samuelson in the game now, I see. Doing good on her knee. She wants to get in on the action. Her shot goes short by the rookies. But Kaylee put up a little side one. It dribbles all the way around and goes in. Good side hook by Kaylee Calvert. Alana Goins is going to break past the full court pressure. And here's the Wolverines with the ball. They take a long jump shot off the glass and good for two. That's Melissa Sinclair. No, good for three. Scratch that. 25-16 now the score. All right, here's the rookies. Kaylee's got it. She's holding on the perimeter. Rookies down by 9, looking for a chance here to get things back in the game. Cameron Samuelson has joined them. She's looking to play. Hard off the glass. She got injured really early on here at Bristol Bay. Hasn't played since on the road. And Chantel Mack's going to tap in. Don't know who she'll be coming in for, but here we go. Rookies in. 3 seconds to go in there. good job by defensively Chanel Newman. Oh, and a pat. The ball almost gets snatched there. Here's the ball moving around, and the Wolverines will send it in to the post. Blocking called there against Kiana Utek as Melissa Ellers was moving in. She two stepped around. And two shots are going to be up for Ellers. She has a chance to make this a 10-point game, and she does. Shankel will sub in, and Cameron's going to sit down after testing out that knee. All right. Here's the shot in. Put it up, and it's no good. Or it is good, sorry. After 24 games, you start seeing things that you normally wouldn't see. That shot was good. And here we go now. The rookies have possession. And they trail by 11. Cam Point trailed by 11 at one point during this game, too, when they played Wolverine. But they came back, and there's good job doing what Michael wanted them to do, drawing the fouls, driving into the lane. And Kaylee Calver will go to the line for chance for two. Yeah. So here we go. Shots up. Hard off the back iron. Rookie's having a hard time sinking these shots. Second opportunity now from the line. Kaylee will put it up. That's also going to go hard off the iron. But goes all the way around the rim. Knocked down. Travel there. Jordan Finney will turn the ball around going back to Sam Point. Yep. Good opportunity here for the rookies to get some much-needed points. Man, shots just aren't sinking. Peyton Kazakin did a great job going in. Didn't go in, and there's a missed shot by Chanel Newman. It just scored the rim, and Alana Goins is going to move it up fast for Nanilcic. And she'll take her time. And they'll burn down the clock with 11 minutes here. They'd like to see. Oh, good slap out there by Peyton Kazakin. But it goes into the hands of Melissa Clark. So the Wolverines hang on to possession. They move the ball around, looking for an opportunity here. And taking it down into the paint, but dishing it back out. Melissa Clark puts up a shot. It's short, but she fights for possession. Goes to the ground. Chanel has it. She pulls back, gets it over to Peyton. Oh, and a pass into the paint by Peyton. Almost gets intercepted, but it finds its way over to Kaylee Calver, whose shot goes long. And there's a rebound by Melissa Sinclair. And it's been a good matchup here so far. The King Cove rookies having a hard time getting things geared in offensively. That's left. Oh, a hard fall there. Melissa Ellers and Kaylee Calver both go to the ground. Kaylee gets right back up and kind of shakes that one off. All right. So the ball is going back to the direction of the rookies. And Cameron Samuelson will step back in, and she'll replace Kaylee Calvin. 4:28 on the clock. Final game on the road here for the rookies. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with the girls, going around the games with them, having meals. And we don't get to see the girls. I don't get to see the girls from King Cove or the guys. There's a real high shot by Keanu Utek, and the shooting just not dialed in right now but for rookies. But getting to spend some time with the boys and girls from King Cove has been a lot of fun. They're a great group of kids. They fight really hard on the court and just do a fantastic job on and off the court as well. Just nice, nice group. So thank you so much for the opportunity to come here and broadcast these games traveling. There's that traveling at Melissa Ellers. There was another one that happened earlier that they didn't call. So Ellers now will send the ball back to the rookies, and we're under four to go here in the game. Not in the game, sorry, in the third quarter. We've got the championship game coming up at 5 o'clock. Don't forget, your very own Sandpoint Eagles will be in it against Nanana. Nanana, very fast and very strong-looking team. The rookies try to move the ball down to the post, but it gets knocked back out. But the rookies maintain possession. This time it gets snatched away, though, by Alana Goins. She's got Peyton coming on her side. Good defense by Peyton. But the trailing rebound by 24, Melissa Ellers, it's going to go up and get a foul. Doesn't go down, but she'll draw the foul. And that's Ellers at the line yet again. She's been at the line several times here. 27-16 to score. Sandpoint still down by 11. 3:17 to go here in the third. Oh, did I say Sandpoint? Sorry. King Cove down by 11. All right. First attempt by Ellers is no good. But she'll get one more chance from the line. That second attempt is good, and now they're up by 12. Rookie's not out of it, though. In the earlier game here that the Wolverines played against Sandpoint, they also trailed by 11, but they were able to find a comeback. All right, here's the ball in the hands of the rookies. And Cameron Samuelson will get fouled and sent to the line for an opportunity for two. She was driving down the baseline, put it up, and almost went in, but it went high. And the rookie's just having a real hard time dialing in the shot. Fifth foul by Delgado, or second foul by Delgado, number five. First one by Cameron's good. It's good to see Cameron Samuelson back in the game. She's been out for almost the entire road trip after tweaking her knee really good at Bristol Bay. Second attempt is no good. The rookies still trail by 11. The score 27-17. Three to go here in third quarter. Everyone will be packing up and getting ready. Oh, nice slam out there. Good trail by Cameron. She feeds it up to Peyton really fast. And Cameron just did a great job giving just enough space to her defender, making it look like it was a scoopy open, and then slamming the ball out. The rookies need an opportunity here. Good feed to Cameron. She gets fumbled, though. Oh, but she maintains composure and puts it up for two. And now they're within nine. And that's a timeout called there by the coach from the Wolverines. He wants to make sure this lead doesn't slip away from him. There's plenty of time for the rookies to get back in this.
You think Cameron's going to be a factor?
Good question by Michael Stroud here, asking if Cameron Samuelson's entrance into the game will be a factor. And, you know, it's going to be some kind of factor. We'll find out what. She's been sitting for a really long time. She's got that tweaked knee. We don't want to see that get worse. Luckily, she's got an ankle brace. I see ankle braces also being worn by Peyton Kazakin with her ankles having a tough go of it. So we'll see here what Cameron can do, if she can breathe some fresh life into the offense. Already putting 2 points on the board, though, Michael, so she can't be that bad so far. All right, here we go. The Wolverines have the ball deep in the rookie territory, but they're able to get past the defense real fast, and Melissa Sinclair sends across the post fast. Foul there by Peyton. And a bit of a slow-moving game here, just kind of foul-heavy on both sides and turnover. All right. 2:23 on the clock. Ball going into the hands of Melissa Clark from the line. Great player, the captain here for the Wolverines, a lone senior and definite leader. Her first attempt is no good, though. All right, now they're up by 10, 29-19, 2:23 on the clock. The Wolverines have possession of the ball. And they're hoping to do something here to bring them back into the game. They need a couple unanswered baskets. They really need the momentum to shift. But when you've been on the road for 2 weeks, it's hard to find that momentum. Peyton sends the ball down to Chantel Mack. Chantel's got all sorts of defenders around her, so she'll wisely take it back outside to the perimeter. All right, here's Peyton dishing out to Cameron. Good move on the bottom post. Great movement of the ball there by the rookies. They passed it all around, and Peyton drove into the paint and just dished it down to the post. And they just need to keep that kind of ball moving because they had two or three good looks at the basket. And then Cameron just did a great job pushing herself into the lane, getting the feed from Peyton. And if they can do that, if they can shut down the offense here, play some tight D. Oh, and there's a shot by Alana Goins. It's not going to go in. The putback, also a no-go. Second putback, no good. And finally, this time Cameron gets the ball down. And she's got lots of white jersey ahead of her. So she will hand the ball off to Peyton. And the rookies will set up their offense with 1:11 here in the third quarter left to go. Cameron again drives into the paint. And this time she'll get fouled. She'll get an opportunity from the line for two. Cameron Samuelson definitely a factor in this game so far. Opening up new opportunities for the rookies down on the bottom end of the basket. 3:24 three fouls there for Delgado. She'll get subbed in for, by Melissa Ehlers. 105 on the clock. Here's a chance to... Oh, it goes all the way around, and Kiana Utek's going to step out, and in will come Kaylee Calvert. So we got quite a squad here right now. We got Peyton Kuzak and Chanel Newman, Cameron Samuelson, Kaylee Calvert, and Chantel Max. That next one's good. They bring it within seven. Still a three-possession game here. Oh, and Alana Goins trying to get a fast transition. She does, and that sets Melissa Clark wide open on the bottom right-hand post. Under one to go in the third quarter. The rookies trailing by nine, but they're looking to come back here. Peyton drives real fast, sees traffic, so she pulls back out. But good feed, sends it over to Chanel, wide open for a shot, banks it off the glass, good for two. And this is a different rookies team here right now. We're seeing lots more opportunities, and they're taking advantage of them. They got to get back on defense, though. Melissa Clark, fortunately for them, took her time. Oh, and there's a ball that's loose. It's picked back up, though, by Delgado. And the Wolverines will have another. Oh, but it's stripped away by Peyton this time. And she's got someone coming up to it, close to her back. Coming behind her with Sinclair, but Peyton stays in chase and holds on and puts in a layup. They're now trailing only by five. 11 seconds on the clock. King Cove looking to get that ball back. They got to want it. There's a good effort by Peyton to steal it away. But they get to Alana Goins. 2 seconds on the clock. And it goes out of bounds. Staying right with the Wolverines, though. They're only going to have 1.7 seconds to fire off a shot. Not a lot of time.
A lot more time.
Yep. There it is. They had time to put it in, but Melissa Ehlers couldn't put it up and in. She put it up. It did not go in. And at the end of the third, the rookies have stolen back within 5 points. The score now 31-26. They are within striking distance. And as we go in here to the fourth and final quarter of this third place competition, I have to say thank you to our sponsors, Peninsula Airways in Sandpoint and Cold Bay, Eider Air and Grant Aviation in King Cove. Thank you for your support. Lake Clark Air up in Fort Allsworth. Also, a thank you to the Schuen Corporation in Sandpoint and the King Cove Corporation. Also, the Illusions Eastboro. These people have helped make this exciting game possible. You also can support these contests. Please give us a call at KSDP if you also would like to hear your name, your business, your company, your vote, whatever, on these broadcasts. And thank you to GCI, the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, for all their support of KSDP basketball. This is a recent Eastboro basketball. The King Cove rookies are looking to take home the third-place trophy at the 6th Annual Crawley Classic here in beautiful Talkeetna, Alaska. They were down by 12, but now they're only down by 5. They're looking to come back here. Cameron Samuelson has brought some new life into this team. And we are underway, the fourth and final quarter. Good moves by Delgado. And a foul there called blocking. And that's going to put an and one for Delgado. I didn't see anybody around here, and Coach Barker is very unhappy about that call. That's a fourth foul against Chantel. Chantel is going to go take a seat, and Delgado will put it up. It's going to go high. Rebound by Melissa Clark. She puts up a shot that fortunately won't go in. They're back down by a few points here, and Peyton takes it in, dribbles. She needs help. She gets to Chanel. Now Peyton, who drives in the paint, floats it up. Oh, doesn't go in. Delgado gets the rebound, and Alana Goins is going to turn and burn. Fortunately, the defense transitions back. Coach Van Saun telling the girls from the Wolverines to settle down. Oh, Delgado left wide open. Peyton literally slams her in the face, and no whistle called on that one. That was interesting there. So the Wolverines were kind of making up for that bad call maybe before. Ball's on the floor. Peyton fighting for a jump ball. And possession goes to the Wolverines. Jordan Finney's going to tap in for the Wolverines, replacing Melissa Clark. Delgado looks like she's still kind of feeling that hit a little bit there. All right, here's the rookies with the ball, looking for an opportunity to get a little bit closer. They're still trailing by 7. They'd like to make it within 5. Here they go with the ball. Moving it around, looking for a chance. Run their offense and doing a great job. Oh, and 1. Good job by Kaylee Calvert. She puts up into the paint with a hook shot, draws a foul, has an opportunity to bring this game within 4 points. Nice and snowy still. Looks like it's still a sunny day, but I'm seeing a little bit more gray outside. We'll see what it does here as we go on. All the teams are going to start heading down to Anchorage for a couple of nights today, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And I see Glenn Krause from Sandpoint hanging out with the boys from the Nana. He was pretty much raised in the Nana, so that's his, that's really his home, to be honest. So it's been he's going to have to play against his former team in the championship game today. It's going to be interesting to see how that works. Alana Goins takes it, walks all the way up, but she misses. That sets up Peyton to burn past Delgado. Oh, she can't keep her hands on it. Regains possession of the ball and gets it to Chanel. Chanel drives the paint. Oh, floats in. It goes short. Almost attempted save by Cameron Samuelson. Doesn't quite go in. And I thought that looked really good by Peyton Kuzak, and she did a good job on the fast break. But Delgado stuck with her. 4 fouls on 32. That must be Melissa Clark. Clark not. Oh, Delgado is left open again. Kaylee Calvert has got to watch that. Yeah, she's done that several times now, just cutting into the basket and getting open. 3-point shot by Peyton goes off the back iron. Melissa Ellers gets the ball and so quickly feed it up the sideline, where Alana Goins is going to do the exact same feat to Delgado. Once again, Delgado just cutting into the lane and expanding the lead to 9 now. I think timeout's been called by Coach Barker, 30 seconds. And Delgado just has that dialed in. She just keeps cutting in right there on the right side of the wing, puts it in every time, 2 points, and she's just beating the defense 3 times in a row now. Yeah. That's some good advice. Mike Stroud saying that they got to shut them down, shut her out. And that is the truth. They're going to work here, shut her out right now. Coach Barker with the 30-second timeout. Delgado off the bench coming in, number 5. Don't let her fool you. She is a big factor here for the Nanilchik Wolverines, keeping them in the lead here, 37-28. The rookies trail by 9, and there's 5:30 left to go here in this game. We'll see if the rookies can pull something off and come back to take home the third-place trophy back to King Cove. Here's Chanel for 3. It's going to be short off the front of the rim, but she follows up and gets the board. Second attempt is no good. This time the rebound goes to Delgado, having the game of her life so far. And here comes the Wolverines. They move everyone all the way over to the left-hand side. They're playing an interesting. Here she goes cutting again. This time Kaylee Calvert will follow her. And shot put up this time by Melissa Clark. And Ellers, oh, good job. Peyton steals it. She's got a lot going. She'll spin, send it back over to the other side of the post where Chanel Newman will get the ball. But the defense catches up. And here's the rookies now setting up their play. Peyton Kuzak and moving it all around, testing the waters, going in, pulling out. Kaylee drives up, nice floating shot, won't go in, but Kiana will get the rebound. Peyton Kuzak gets it, looking for an opportunity. The rookies have done a good job. Here's a long 2 by Kiana, or Kaylee. Doesn't go down. 4:30 on the clock. The rookies now trailing still by 9. And the offensive team now, the Wolverines, will see if they can lengthen their lead. The rookies need to steal here. They've got to have another opportunity at the basket. Ellers walks around, a real clean deflection by Kaylee Calvert will send the ball into the hands of Kiana. The rookie's got that turnover now. Chanel set up for a 3-point shot. She looked at the basket, decided not to take it. She'll send it down to Cameron. Oh, Cameron got ahead of the basket, put up a shot that went low off the backboard. And Alana Goins steals it or gets it, holds onto it, and drives out quickly. Alana Goins really has developed as a player since we saw her at the Nanilchik Invitational. She kind of came into her own at that tournament.
Oh, illegal screen. Coach Van Saun telling his girls to settle down. That was an illegal screen call there against the Wolverines. That'll put possession back in the hands of the rookies. So with 3:41 on the clock, Cameron Samuelson's going to, oh no, Kaylee Calvert's going to sit down and Sean Kell Max going to come back in. And Cameron sitting down and Kaylee coming back in. There was confusion on the substitution. So man-to-man defense being played still by the Wolverines. They've done a good job with it. Definitely shutting down the bottom post. But Chantel, oh, there's a long shot by Chanel Newman. Chanel usually a great shooter, very much a good shooter. Has had a really hard opportunity getting the basket out in. Chantel gets the ball, but she's going to drive in, pull back down, and send it to Payton. Payton doesn't have a lot of people in front of her now, but she's going to take it all the way over. Oh, and lose a handle on it. Saves it, though, on the baseline. Wide open for three. Oh, there's the bucket. It's within six now. 6 points out between the two teams. Here's a full court press. They need to force this turnover here and get another chance at the basket. Delgado's got it. 2:50 on the clock. All right, here's the Wolverines. The Rook says all the players from standpoint are challenged for the defense, looking for the rookie to get a steal here. Oh, there's a lot of pressure. They're going to call a reach in there on Kaylee Calver. That's going to be a throw-in now for the Wolverines. And don't tell anyone, but they're going to miss another opportunity at the line. Melissa Ellers does a two steps around. Really looks like he's traveling, but they don't call it. A shot goes up and missed. Chanel Newman has a wide-open lane in front of her, and she's moving real fast. And they'll pull back and give it to Payton. Payton looking to dial things in here from the three. Nope. Takes it all the way around to the other side on the baseline. Turns it around. Puts up a fast shot. No good. Oh, and there's a charge. Kaylee Calver has possession. And Delgado with her fourth foul now. A huge factor in this game. And there we go now. King Cove in bonus territory. There's eight fouls on the Wolverines. That will send her to the basket. Oh, and this is going to be crucial. 2:13 on the clock. The first shot is in by Kaylee. She brings it within five. This is going to be a real big comeback for the rookies. Second one's hard off the iron, but she gets her own rebound. Falling to the ground, Jordan Finney actually gets it. And there's Sinclair. She's got Payton in front of her, but she's moving real fast. They've got to watch Goins, who is trailing on the left-hand wing. They'll pull back. The defense of the rookies. All right. Coach Barker cheering his girls on as they come to the sideline. Timeout called by Van Sands from the Nilchik Wolverines. We are under two to go. 5 points between these two teams and rookies down. They have an opportunity to come back here and bring home that third-place trophy. It was real tight between the Nilchik Wolverines and Standpoint this morning. Oh, didn't get any closer than that. Trading the lead back and forth. The Nilchik ultimately walked away with the opportunity to come here and play the rookies. And as we come in here to the final few minutes of this competition, the score is 37-32, and the Nilchik in the lead, but just barely. And the momentum is turning right now in the favor of the rookies. Let's see if they can keep this going. They were really powered up by Cameron Samuelson, who came back in the game after a long spout on the bench due to a knee injury. All right, so here we go as we break from the timeout. Possession will be in the hands of the Wolverines. There is 2 minutes left in the game. Again, the score 37-32. On the floor, Chantel Mack, Kaylee Calver, Chanel Newman, Kiana Utek back in, and Peyton Kuzakin. Mary Lee's tapped in at the table. All right. And there's the big player of the game for the Nilchik. Delgado has four fouls to her name. Should no doubt be subbed in by Melissa Clark. Oh, Alana Goins almost breaks back the defense. There they go, standing down to the post and set up the shot. They're now in the lead by seven. The rookies really could use a three-point basket. Kaylee was open. She gets it. Puts it up. Oh, it's just short. Oh. Foul there again.
Chanel Newman, if he was fighting hard for the rebound. They've got 90 seconds and 7 points now. Second foul on Chanel, and Chantel's going to get pulled, and Mary Lee's going to come in. They're going to put on a shooting offense here. And a real fast. Oh, good steal by Kiana. It's up and in. Full court pressure. Puts it in. Great scoring play by Kiana. What a turnover. Bring it now within 5 points. There's. Oh, and that's going to be another foul on number 20 as they had 24 Melissa Ellers pinned in tight. And there's going to be contact foul drawn there, and that will send Ellers to the line as things are now bonus for them. But that will get the rookies the ball back. Ellers has 1-1. She lines up for the shot. Puts it up. It's good. 6 points between the two teams, 40-34 with 1:15. Cameron Samuelson tapping in. Looking for a chance here on the line. Melissa Ellers would like to take this into 7 points in three possessions. We'll see what she can do. She's got the ball and puts it up. It's off. Picked up very fast by Mary Lee Yatchenev. She's moving the line quick. Sends it back to Payton. He's wide over three. It looks good. It is good. They bring it in within three now. Here's the full court pressure. 1 minute on the clock. Alana going to turn. She gets past Chanel. She's just too fast. They'll still pull back. And they're going to try to burn down the clock as best they can. They've only got 1 minute left. Down by three. The rookies looking to come back into this game. Melissa Ellers breaks past the defense. And traveling call against Ellers will give the ball back to the rookies. And here we go. They are going to turn fast. Peyton Kuzakin looking for another three. She takes it in. Looking for help. She gets it. Chanel Newman now taking it over to the other side. They setting up screens left and right. Fans open. And Thomas! It's a tie game! 30 seconds left in the clock. 40-40. Here's a full court press. Oh! Oh, blocking going to be called against Peyton. She tried to get there in time. With 24 seconds, that will send Sinclair to the line for chance of two. Oh, no, one. Sorry, just 1-1. Not two. Sinclair now has the ball. This could give him the lead. Or just put the ball in the hands of the rookie. It's up. It's good. 41-40. It doesn't get any closer than this. A chance here for the rookies to tie the game when they get the possession back. Here's a second shot by Sinclair. It's no good. The rebound's being fought for, and it goes in the hands of Jordan Finney. Out of bounds, last touch by the Celtic Wolverines, and here's a throw-in from the sideline for the rookies. A basket will take the lead. Here they come. The rookies have plenty of time, 17 seconds. Peyton drives the baseline, takes it to the other side. Puts up by Kelly. It's over, not in. 8 seconds. The ball goes in the hands of Delgado, and there's a foul. Oh, it did not get any closer to going in there when Kaylee put it up. Oh, it bounced all around the rim and just back out. Great effort by Kaylee Calver. 6 seconds on the clock. Delgado at the line for the Nilchik Wolverines. They are up by one. The rookies can get the ball back here. They have to be ready to burn quickly down the court. Delgado's first one's going to be in. The rookies will have a chance here.
They're
going to have to drain a three. Or if they miss this one and move quickly, they can get it down in time. It's a little off. Picked up by Jordan Finney. And 5 seconds. The ball needs to get into the hands of the rookies. Two. Now one. And there's the buzzer. And then the Nilchik Wolverines hold on at the very end. Great effort by the rookies getting this all the way into a nail-biting finish. They tied it up at 40. But the Wolverines were just able to hold on there at the end and walk away with their great job, King Cove. They just did an awesome job in this game, coming back from a 12-point deficit, just like Sandpoint, man, losing by a basket. And that was one heck of a game. The rookies will take fourth here at the Crawley Classic in good fashion. That was a great, great game. All right, well, Virgil, we're going to come back to you. We've got one more game tonight, the championship game for the Sandpoint boys at 5 p.m. We're all looking forward to that one, aren't we, Mikey?
Yeah, I am definitely looking
forward to that. Mikey's somehow looking forward to that one. All right, Virgil, we'll go back to you.